Please be seated. A few years ago, I had the opportunity to put together an IKEA dresser for Mary Claire. I don't know if you've ever worked with IKEA before. They've got big stores. But you buy that, you walk in, and they got the different rooms, and you see an item, and there's a number, and then you go all the way through, and then you show the number to this is what I want to buy. They bring it out, and you bring it home, and you get to assemble it. What an opportunity it involves. And you know, this is furniture. This is not like putting together a toy or something like that, which I have done. Like those little kitchen sets. Remember doing that? I can say it this service. Santa Claus was bringing it. So, we could not do it until the night before. But anyway, I digress. So there I am. I've got all of this material to put together a dresser. You know, four along the top, two and two, down the side there. Confidence level, skill level, iffy. But I had a guide with pictures to give me an idea and would tell me what to do step by step. Challenges before me, but I was not left alone. The disciples, these guys who have followed and walked with Jesus for 3 years, they think they have seen it all. And then these guys get a real wake-up call from Jesus saying, "I'm leaving, and you're going to face real trouble. And by the way, all y'all will abandon me." And we do know "all y'all" is correct grammar. It is second person plural, emphatic, inclusive. Sometimes you talk to a group and you say "y'all" meaning, I mean, not everybody here. And it's kind of inferred, oh, you're not the person. You know, the guy said, you say, "I'm mad at y'all." You know, I'm not really mad at you, but I'm mad at y'all. But if I said, "I'm mad at all y'all," nobody is excluded, okay? So very, you know, nuanced, highly nuanced, with very clear speech. And that is what he has said. Jesus also says, "I'm not sending you out blind. I'm not giving you that IKEA dresser without a guide. In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world." We have one verse as our focus verse today, but really I'm looking at all of chapter 16. And the first set of verses, we have the promise of the Holy Spirit. "You will not be left alone. I will be with you. The Spirit will be with you." A missionary is leaving for a dangerous mission field, or one that has many challenges, not alone. The teacher, called in their honorable profession, as clear as anything by the Lord, has an assignment in one of the harder ISDs. You are not alone. Launching a child, in my case, giving him wisdom, encouragement, and trust that he will remember those lessons when facing life difficulties. That IKEA dresser came with a guidebook, pictures showing the step to go. The Holy Spirit has our back. But then Jesus pulls no punches and says, "Life will be tough." But in all of this, he ensures that the grief will at one point be turned to joy. Whether this life or the next, it will be turned to joy. But reminds them that life is tough. A few weeks ago, I read that poem to you, "That Life for Me Ain't Been No Crystal Stair," where the mother advising, encouraging her son, saying, "It's tough. You keep on going." Churches serve in hard places. It might be up in some holler in West Virginia, where the economic situation is kind of grinding many of the people there, and yet they continue to serve. I have a regular reminder with the mementos in my office of the church in Russia with whom Columbus is partnered, Good News Baptist Church. The pastor of that church and his family, they were Baptist, Russian Baptist, before the revolution and even during the time of Stalin. And he remembers as teenagers having secret Bible studies. But you always had to have refreshments out there because if you got raided, you hid the Bible. And we're just having a tea. We're having snacks. Or if anything, imagine a reversal of our situation in the United States. It would be hide your Bible and pull out the vodka. We're just drinking. Oh, that's okay then. Hide. Again, it's kind of reversed here. But imagine in that situation. But now there's a lot of indifference. There's openness and yet indifference in their country. And those that were faithful during the hard times of communism say, our kids, they don't know what it was like. And maybe it's even, some think it's just too easy. I wouldn't say so, but think it's too easy. But still, they serve. They call it the diaconal work. Again, what ladies who love the Lord, they would call that diaconal work. They do a lot. That's how they're known. A student studies and studies and prepares and one day graduates. Reflect on that. We have two seniors this year. There will be challenges, but they will have a purpose. We may not know it all until eternity, but it will come together. And through the Holy Spirit, they are promised direct access to God. Imagine the employee who can go straight to the CEO and bypass all of those in the middle with a concern. That guidebook which shows step by step, this is what you do. Believers can pray with direct access. Or as someone said years ago, I pray straight to God, Aramaic. And the disciples' weakness will be Jesus' strength. Peter denies Jesus, but he is restored. Think of those who have had falls along the way and have been restored. Those who carry baggage until the Lord carries it for them. I know of one church where it is the custom at the end of officer training that each officer-elect gives a faith statement. And he or she shares some of their story in life. And said it's always interesting, they're in AA or something like this. Someone shared about, they'll share about a struggle that some people didn't even know because they met them after the big struggle. But there they were. A soldier in battle holds on to the belief that their country will prevail despite the current struggles and has courage. A believer facing a challenge, either inside or outside, knows that Jesus has already come through his suffering and death. Putting together that dresser, it was a process that took several days. But in the end, it came together. She's still using it. Life can throw all of us curves. But remember that the Holy Spirit has our backs. Jesus will not leave us to figure it out alone. God, the Holy Spirit, comes as our guide, our strength, our strategist. Challenges can have a purpose. Trouble is not a sign that you are losing. It is part of the process. The training, the prep work, the struggle leads to growth. And Jesus promises to turn it one day to joy. We have direct access to God through the Holy Spirit, straightforward. And Jesus fights with us along the way. The disciples, yes, there will be denial and a scattering. Despite all of that, He still went to the cross for us. If you have stumbled, failed, or fell, Jesus is not done with any of us yet. In the end, victory is secured. I have overcome the world, Jesus says. We move forward. We do not fight for victory, we fight from victory. This chapter of John, we have Jesus' call to serve, to love, to trust in him. From all of these chapters we're looking, Jesus does not promise a life without struggles. Jesus assures his followers that he has won the victory. He says, I have overcome the world. Thanks be to God. Amen.